Oh my gosh. Hi, Teach. I wasn't expecting to bump into you. Oh, I know you're not my actual teacher, but a teacher and a tutor are practically the same. Besides, you've done better at teaching me stuff than any of my actual teachers. That's why my daddy pays you the big bucks. Huh? Where are my parents? Oh, well, they're in that shop right over there. You know how mommy gets when she sees something she likes. Daddy says we have that in common. Well, I didn't want to just stand around while mommy bought up everything in the store, so I wanted to walk around a bit. I'm not too young to go out by myself. I'm 10 years old, practically a woman now. And no one would be dumb enough to mess with Daddy's sweet little princess. Besides, now you're here to keep me extra safe, right? Yay. With you by my side, I have absolutely nothing to worry about. So, question. Do you like my outfit? I just love this white, flowy sundress. And this big sun hat is so cute. Ah, and I just love these open-toe sandals. They make my feet look so cute, right? I look like a little angel. He thinks I'm cute. He thinks I'm cute. Oh, we should go to the candy store around the corner. Come on. It'll be fun. Please, 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 please. Yes, it's a date. You're so cute when you blush. Come on. We can get there quicker through this alley. Say, Teach, I just want to say I'm so glad that you're my tutor. You're kind and super smart, and you're always looking out for me. So, thanks. Hey, before we get to the other side of the street, can you give me a hug? Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Really? You will? Yay. Thanks, Teach. Can you bend down here so I can get a real hug? Thanks, Teach. You're so warm, Teach. I feel so safe and cozy in your arm. Couldn't you just fall asleep like this? Good night, Teach. Sleepy, sleepy, bye. Ah, there he is. Come on, Mr. Sleepyhead. I didn't give you that much of that drug. There we go. Up, up, up. Good boy. Good morning, Teach. I hope the restraints aren't too uncomfortable for you. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay, Teach. I'd never hurt you. Just like I'd never let anyone hurt you. Ever. Oh, but I did have to do this, silly. 'Cause you're mine. You're mine and I'm yours, and that's the way it will be forever and ever. Oh, I'm so sorry, my love. I didn't want to lie to you, but I had to. My parents weren't in that store. They're gone on vacation for a few weeks, and I was so happy when you were worried about me being out alone. But nothing would have stopped me from finally expressing my love to you. So I drugged you with a little sedative and had Daddy's security help you over to our little love nest here. Now we can be together forever. And absolutely nothing will take you from me. Why are you smiling? That's because you're so nervous that you're trying to hide it, right? Well, my love, you don't have to be nervous. I'll take such good care of you. I'll make sure you get everything you ever wanted. I'll make sure to take care of you in other ways, too. Do you like my new outfit? tonight's super special. So I decided to dress up real nice for you, Teach. Oh. Do you like my custom black silk lingerie and stockings? Perfectly fitted to my sexy little 10-year-old body. Look at this beautiful lace bra cupping my flat underdeveloped chest. And how these panties show off my cute little butt and just barely hide my bald, wet cunny. And these stockings look so amazing on my legs and around my cute little feet. Oh, I'm sure you're going to say, I can't. This is so wrong. Or, I don't find children sexy. Teach? Are you okay? You look like you're zoning out looking at me. Are you drooling? Oh, no. Did that truck I gave you damage your brain? I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. Wait a minute. Your cock is hard. Wait, your cock is hard. Why is your cock hard? I thought adults don't get turned on by kids and that I'd have to try to make you realize how sexy I am. Wait, so when you said I didn't have to do this, you meant I didn't have to do all this? You've had a crush on me the entire time? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not mad about it. I still love you. This is everything I ever wanted, but I just worked so hard on this. I put together this whole plan of drugging you and bringing you here so I could confess and tease you until you just couldn't stop yourself and broke out and forgot all about how wrong it is and fuck the 10-year-old that loves you more than anything. Then after, I was going to help you realize how happy and perfect we'd be together, but now I find out all I had to do was lay back, bat my eyelashes, and say, please take me, Teach. No, it's too late now. We can't just start over. The moment's gone. It's been so long planning this. Huh? What do you mean you'll make it up to me? Hey, how did you get out of those? Why are you pinning me to... My first kiss. I want you to take all my first times. Please, fuck me. That feels good. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive. Keep touching them. Oh, you're getting between my legs. Is my bald little 10-year-old pussy too much to resist, Teach? Please use your tongue on my wet cunny. Oh gosh, Teach. Your tongue feels so good. It doesn't feel anything like when I touch myself. Yeah, I've been touching myself for a little while now. Oh, I even took one of your hoodies and I've been wearing it while I play with myself. Yes, Teach. Oh, I'm a naughty little girl. Please punish your 10-year-old little slut with your tongue. Oh, Teach. Oh, I'm gonna come. Please make your little whore come. Huh? Oh, you're such a pervy, Teach. Or I guess I should say Daddy. Please, Daddy, make your little 10-year-old come with your tongue. Oh, Daddy. Oh, that's amazing. But we're not done yet. Not done until you slam your big adult cock into my 10-year-old virgin pussy and claim me, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, you're so fucking big. Your hard daddy cock is splitting my tiny 10-year-old pussy in half. Oh, ruin me with your fat daddy cock. Oh, I've dreamed of this sexy tutor on top of me, absolutely destroying my baby fuckhole. Use me, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Abuse my baby cunny with your fat dick until I can only feel good from you. Oh, I'm yours, Daddy. And you're mine. No pulling out. Oh, you want to make us official and flood my 10-year-old pussy with your hot, sticky daddy cum. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Oh, gosh, I'm so full and warm and full. Oh, you're such a pervert, Daddy, filling a poor defenseless little girl to the brim with your sticky cum. I'm just teasing. This is a dream come true, Teach. A dream that will never end. Because we're going to be together forever, right? Good answer, Daddy. I'm so happy that the love of my life is mine forever and ever. No, no, you don't have to worry about my parents finding out. When I told them how much I loved you and what I wanted to do, they were excited. They really like you, although not nearly as much as I do. Now, come on, Daddy. Carry me up to my room. I want you to fuck me silly in my comfy bed and let all my stuffies watch. I love you, Daddy.